This is Sisters Wade Revival, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Right, we're here still in Nashville and we're in the Omni Hotel and talking to Sisters Wade Revival. We have
Deb
and Julie.
And welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to Nashville.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you've had a couple of singles out. You had a Christmas single and you've got the current single, which is
I Can't Find My Way Home.
And it's doing very well.
We're excited about that.
Yeah, you've got your own sound, which is really nice. It does have a slight Fleetwood Mac feel, I think, this one.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Can't Let Go is the one that's on the chart right now.
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
It's funny, we love that people see that, because that was when we first started doing it. We thought too, like, oh, this has really got a Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac kind of vibe.
Yeah,
so
it definitely has. And how long has the act been together?
Since we were born.
Clever. I appreciate your sisters.
But
I was talking to another band yesterday, and they're brothers. Yeah, and the question was, how long has the band been going? Well, since we were born. So I said, fine, you got me twice.
Sorry.
No, but the musical partnership.
So we started playing music as far as like in bands and clubs when we were in college. And so we've just been doing it ever since. We had to take a little hiatus when life got a little difficult. And then we got all back together again about 5 years ago. Which is why we all call it Sisters Wade Revival. It was Sisters Wade, and now it's Sisters Wade Revival.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing some stuff with Sisters Wade.
Yes.
And I think I even was saying it to myself, and then I kept seeing the revival. I thought, oh, yeah, no, I've got to get this right.
That's right.
Either way is fine.
Yeah.
And so the gentleman that was part of our band way back when, Andy Most, is now playing with us again, and we're producing music together and writing together and performing together, the three of us.
That's good. So do you do many dates?
We have. Last year we were really busy, and right now we're getting ready to do a podcast, so we've been kind of focused on that. And but we'll have some more dates coming up in the spring and summer.
And what are you going to do on the podcast?
So we're going to talk about gear, which is one of our favorite things. It's called Chicks with Gear, and it's all about getting that beautiful acoustic sound, which is very hard to do. Anybody that plays an acoustic instrument, to get on stage and play. So it's been kind of a quest and a lot of jokes with it. And so that's what we're doing. And we're going to have friends come and play music with us and talk about their favorite gear.
And Andy Most is part of it. So it's the three of us that do it. So he's our resident gearhead. And he's been mentoring us through the years. And we got bigger and bigger pedal boards. So so that's just, we thought this would be fun. And so we're going to launch on March 18th will be the first episode. And we'll do a Monday, Thursday is when the podcast will come out every week. And so we're really excited.
And where can people hear it?
YouTube will be the video part of it, but as far as hearing it, it will be on every platform, whether it's Spotify, Amazon, pretty much everything.
This is Sisters Wade Revival, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Oh,
What instruments do you play?
So I play guitar.
And I play mandolin.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And is your act completely all your own material? Do you do some covers in your style?
We do. So the single that we're going to release with you soon is a cover of a Stevie Winwood song, Can't Find My Way Home. But we do a lot of our own music as well. But when we perform live, we do some covers, but we kind of make it our own.
Well, that's the way to do it. But I think an audience like to hear something that they know as well. And if you do it your own way, I think, well, that's an interesting way of doing that song.
In which we've always done that, because we've always played clubs, and you have to play 4 hours sometimes, so you have to have a lot of music, and it's fun to mix it up, and we've always loved doing that.
Have you toured outside the U.S. at all?
Never.
No, we would love to, though.
Well, we'll see how we could build the profile up, and it's something to look forward to.
We would love to come over there,
So, have you got the album out now, or is it just the singles?
So right now, this will be our second single from this, right? Or third? Second single. No, this will be the third single, Can't Let My Way Find My Way Home.
Yes.
And then we've got another single coming out in about a month. Yeah, which is called What You Gonna Do, and that will be. So we should have the final record later this year, so...
That's great.
Yeah.
And you all live in Nashville?
Yes.
I live a little outside of Nashville. I live in Murfreesboro, but it's, I mean, Nashville's growing so much. It's pretty much Nashville.
Horrendous. Horrendous all this.
I know. It's crazy.
I haven't been here for a year, and I just come in, my goodness, where'd that go? Well, what's that?
I know. Well, I told Deb I came in, and I drove right by the Omni Hotel, and... because there was so much, I don't remember this being here even a year ago, some of these buildings, so it's crazy.
Yeah. Once again, what is the new song that's coming out next month?
The one that's in March.
March.
Yes, it is called Can't Find My Way Home, and it's by Stevie Winwood, so it's an old
song. So what made you pick that?
Andy Most.
It's been one of his favorite, but I love this song too. It's so beautiful, and we do kind of a different rendition, and we sing a lot of harmony together on it, which is really different. And he brought it to us, and we were like, oh yeah.
He's like, we have to do this song. It's one of his favorite songs. It means a lot to him. And he put together this arrangement that is just stunning. And when we play it live, people still love that song. Like, it means a lot to a lot of people. And so I was so fascinated by it, because I'd never heard it, like, before Andy had mentioned it. So I started, like, reading about the lyrics, and I didn't realize that it was based, and I don't know if this is true, but according to Googling it, then he wrote it about Eric Clapton, because it was when they were in Blind Faith is when he wrote that song. And I guess Eric was struggling with drugs and alcohol. And so after hearing that story, whether it's true or not, like, it just hit me in a really deep place. And so every time we sing it, I think about, like, a friend caring so much about his friend to write that song. And then they sang it together. Like, if that really is the story, like, that's amazing.
Right. Wonderful. Well, we're going to make it a hit for you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Hopefully Stevie Wonder will think we did a good job.
You must send him a copy. send a copy to him. Anyway, thank you so much, girls, for talking
to
me.
Thank you.
And look forward to the single coming out. And good luck with the podcast.
Thank you very much.
And we'll add you to mine. I'll let you know when it's on.
All right, that's wonderful.
Then you'll be able to see that.
It's not, thank you.
You know, so that's great. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is Sisters Wade Revival, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Body alone. Somebody must change. Come down off your throne and leave your body alone.